WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
All right, well, welcome back to our weekly series here on WTUZ, coinciding with our back-to-schools news reports. I have with me today Tuscarawas County Health Department Commissioner Katie Seward, and we're going to go over some information all related to schools and COVID-19. And first off, Katie, what are some of the things that parents and guardians should be doing before the kids head off to school, whether that's by bus travel or if they drop them off?
So I think one of the most important things is that you are screening your children for the symptoms that may be consistent with COVID-19. So the two red flags that should automatically be a trigger for someone not to send a child or their sibling to school would be a fever over 100.4 degrees or a cough that is new. That's something that you want to recognize, and then out of an abundance of caution, you want to keep them home. Now, in addition to those two red flags, we often say that if there are two or more of the following symptoms, that should also be an indication for you to keep them home to be able to monitor whether or not more symptoms develop or whether it's just due to a seasonal allergy, a sinus infection, or something like that. And that would include a sore throat, a headache, muscle aches, chills, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. And also one of the symptoms is loss of sense or smell or taste. So that's something that, you know, your child may complain about, or you may have to specifically ask them about. That's a relatively unique symptom. So that's one that you'll definitely want to take notice of.
That's definitely one of those important symptoms, especially since we're starting to get into probably cold and flu season coming along.
Absolutely. And that's going to make things, you know, even more difficult. You know, we certainly have concerns about co-infections, whether or not someone is going to be able to have the influenza virus at the same time as the COVID-19 virus, and as a result, how the recovery would happen with that. And also, that is one of the reasons that we will really be promoting flu vaccines this year, and you know, try to do that early, because I worry about stock levels.
And I'm pretty sure for this next question, school districts will probably go over this, but if those few symptoms that you had talked about maybe does occur for a student, what should a parent do and what kind of steps should they take?
So they're definitely going to want to contact their medical provider. That's going to be the person that can provide the best information for the child. You know, and then if we start to have that cough and fever with it, we do actually recommend that they stay home for the 10-day period that's recommended for the COVID infection. Now, another option would be if they want to have their child tested and it's negative and they're feeling better, they might be able to return to school.
Okay, and then on kind of the same lines, what should a school district do in case a student comes in, says, you know, they've got a cough, you know, they lost maybe that sense of smell or something? Mm-hmm. What kind of protocols would the school then need to follow?
Yeah, so each school has developed a protocol and has a health and safety portion and talks a lot about, you know, what their steps will be if an individual becomes symptomatic during the school day, whether that's a staff or a student, you know, how they're going to appropriately isolate that person to evaluate their symptoms, and then what recommendations they would make for the child or the staff member at that time. So it may be a little bit unique to each school district, but it is something that we have spoken with them about. We've had the opportunity to review their plans and feel that they have, you know, a solid foundation in terms of what their protocol would be if and when this happens. You know, they don't necessarily need to notify us here at the health department for suspect cases. That's not something that's reportable under the law. But, you know, of course, we're always here and available to school nurses and administration that if they get themselves into a situation and they're not really sure where they should go, we'll be happy to offer our opinion on the matter. And, of course, we're always going to make sure that we tell them to let the medical provider evaluate the child as well. And that would be the recommendation to the parents.
And Katie, what steps maybe for the health department specifically would happen maybe in the event that a student or a teacher does test positive? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, if a teacher tests positive, then all of those students in person learning would have to quarantine.
Sure. I think the first thing to note is that the health department in the jurisdiction where the individual lives, permanently resides, is the point department that would take the lead. Yeah. So, for example, if a child resides in New Philadelphia, the New Philadelphia City Health Department would take point. If they reside in Newcomberstown and it's in Tuscarawas County, we would take point. Or if it's Coshocton, Coshocton County Health Department. So it may be a little bit different, especially when you have districts that have overlapping areas. So we would get the lab report, which we typically get right now. We're getting them about 24 to 48 hours. And at that point, what we're going to do is we're going to give instructions on isolation and quarantine for those close contacts. And then we're going to start our contact tracing process. We would get the list that they provide to us, and then we would also notify the schools. And we will ask them, who do you believe were close contact? Based on your records, who sits within that 6-foot radius potentially of that child, or who do they ride close to on the bus? Because again, our goal is not to quarantine an entire classroom, an entire grade.
Very good points there. And unfortunately, that's going to be all the time we have. Anything else, Katie, that you wanted to mention about just some tips when it comes to kids heading back to school here soon?
You know, I think everyone is really, you know, concerned about the mask. And obviously, we recognize that a kindergartner is not going to keep a mask on through the whole school day. Okay, it's just completely unrealistic. And I get that. I think what we need to really remember is that we're not trying to do risk elimination here. What we're trying to do is risk reduction. So if we have a young grade schooler who is keeping a mask on 2 hours out of the school day, that's 2 hours of less risk that they have for exposure. And so again, trying to reduce the risk as much as possible while being realistic at the same time.
Once again, Tuscarawas Health Commissioner Katie Seward joining me here on WTUZ's Tusk Talks, just discussing the upcoming school year. And if you missed any part of this episode, go to WTUZ.com. We'll also have available a longer podcast that Katie and also New Philadelphia's Health Commissioner Vicki Iono did with the New Philadelphia City School District. Again, all that information is available at WTUZ.com. And I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.